It's just an ordinary salary negotiation system, of which they have now reached a deadlock. So there will be a committee to look into this. Then the committee will now report to the negotiation team in order to resolve this issue of salary increment for the workers. So we are still at the very beginning stage. We are not at the danger zone. We are still at an area where we can still negotiate an amicable solution.
But some people are suggesting that demanding salary increment during this pandemic is unfortunate because the government is grappling with the economic impact or effect of this coronavirus, as well as trying to provide vaccines to protect the people as well as stop the spread of the disease. So this is not the right time to ask for salary increment. How do you respond to that?
Actually, it does not want to speak about things that are condemning the rights of workers. The workers has a right to salary increment, has a right to negotiate. They have a legal recognition agreement with that. Secondly, the pandemic destroyed the economy of the country, also destroyed the livelihood of workers. This has become so expensive, and government is not in a position to rescue the situation. The food is up. Petrol prices are up almost more than four or five times now since the pandemic started. Children must go to school. They use buses and taxis. So everything has become very expensive. So the economy has not just touched the government. And equally, there is no even rescue from side of government saying they have reduced the tax payment of work or tax payment of maybe people to stop paying half of tax or something to relieve them in order to go to be considerate for that. So we have been considerate for more than 3 years because for the past 3 years, we have organized ourselves as leadership, have then said we are not going to demand any salary increment for the past 3 years. There's been no salary increment so that we can allow the government to have a breathing space to this SP at least.
This time around, what percentage increase are workers asking for?
We have something on the table, so that is negotiable. So I don't want to come up with a percentage because we are still in a negotiating process. So the percentage will come out after we have deliberated on what is on the table and then see what's going to be to happen. We are going to negotiate in very good faith in the interest of Namibians, in the interest of our government. The government belongs to all of us.
Job, talking about the talks not reaching a critical point yet, what do you mean by that? Because I understand some of the public workers are saying if the deadlock continues, then you should embark on an indefinite strike action.
That is not yet an option that we have because in our mind we have a positive mind. We are still positive and we still know we need to go around the table, negotiate and come with an amicable solution. Unless that will be the last resort. So the government, the workers, unions, trade unions have not even yet gone to the Labour Commissioner to get a certificate of resolved dispute. So it tells you that we are still on a path to negotiate.
What's the next step forward for you if you are not thinking negatively, as you said, to embark on an indefinite strike action, which you said will be the last resort?
We have no bad intention. We have good intention. We are waiting for the negotiation to complete their task and come up with an answer before we can go for a plan, because you can't have plan for all the if there is no negativity involved.